I'm really delighted to be here with Amra Khaled. He's an Egyptian who is playing a really important role in the momentous events in his country. I first got to know Amra through the Right Start Foundation that he runs here in Birmingham. He came to this country to study for his PhD and set up a really remarkable organisation. You can see it at rightstart.org.uk. And it's an organisation devoted to self-help, and I've seen it actually work in Birmingham. Anyway, I've been talking to Amra Khaled about the events going on in Egypt. Amra, let's just start. Give people a 30-second pen portrait of the situation 4 months on from the extraordinary events of January.
David, first of all, thank you to talk with you here. Actually, people in Egypt now trying to survive, trying to do something for their future. Actually, when we started this revolution, the youth believed that Egypt have to be in a better place. And they found that the old regime don't put us in our right place in the world. And now people thinking, what can we do? How can we transfer Egypt to another place? It will take time. We're trying. It's not easy. It's very hard and a lot of problems. But I'm very optimistic of our future, not in the short term, but in the long term.
Mm-hmm. You're known as a social reformer.
Yeah.
But the thing about social reformers is they don't always have political parties. How do you get across this? How are you going to band together with other social reformers to make change?
Actually, when we talk about Middle East, when we talk about social reformer, you're talking about a political man. Because to reform in this area of the world, you cannot do it without touch and talk and do a lot of political issues. So I believe that last 10 years, I was political man, but in my way. So when you try to change the life of the people to a better life, you're talking about political, especially in the Middle East. So I'm trying in the future to start my party and this party to lead the youth to change in Egypt. And we believe in coexistence. So we're talking about development, we're talking about coexistence, and actually Egypt needs that in the time being.
You preach a distinctive message about Islam. You preach it to literally tens of millions of people through your TV programs, etc. Tell us what that distinctive message about Islam is.
We believe that Islam is a peace, and Islam how to build. And Islam encourages you to build, not to destroy. And this is why millions of youth and people listen to me, because I'm not talking about how to destroy. I'm not talking about how to hate. I'm talking about how to love, how to build. And I believe this is the real Islam. And if Bin Laden in the past talked that he was talking on behalf of Muslims, who asked him to talk on behalf of Muslims? But I can say that I'm talking on behalf of millions of youth, Arab and Muslim youth, because I encourage them, let's build, let's talk about our problems, education, health problems. And I believe that Islam encouraged us to solve these problems.
Mm-hmm. You've been asked to do a TV program by the current government to try to help educate people about the future. You interview the Prime Minister, you interview the Finance Minister, you interview other ministers. But how is the energy of the young people that inspired everyone around the world, how is that energy going to not be dissipated as they go back to their universities, as they go back to their schools, as they go back to their jobs? How is that energy going to find its place in the political system?
Actually, youth now looking for campaigns, because we need a lot of work to build Egypt. So they're talking about give us any campaign, health campaign, education campaigns. Let's use our energy to do something in the future. Because to be honest with you, till now, we don't have a clear plan for Egypt in the future. So you will find the youth on Twitter, on Facebook, send to me, is there any campaigns, for example, for anti-drugs? Is there any campaigns for the illiterate people to teach them how to read and write? We need to do something. And millions of youth now, unfortunately, till now, we don't have a clear a way for the future of our country. So they're trying to do these campaigns till we find a national project for mm-hmm. Egypt in the next 20 years.
Okay, last question. President Obama is here. I don't know if he's a subscriber, follower of mine on Twitter, but if by some miracle he was, or if someone passed on, what message would you want to give to him about the events in the Middle East?
To
President Obama.
President Obama, to be very clear, we don't need in this time in the Middle East a lot of words. We need a concrete thing. We need to see something built in our countries. We need projects. We need something solid. We need to find a huge campaign or a huge project or a budget putting for the illiterate people in mm-hmm. in our countries. Let's do something not only to give us good words.
Okay. Amra Khaled,
thank you.
Thank you very much. You're back to Egypt tomorrow, and you'll be on the Egyptian TV tomorrow night. So many thanks for being with me.
Thank you, David.
All right, thanks.